AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The jury is deliberating the Boston Marathon bombing case. The defense admits that Johar Tsarnaev planted one of the bombs that exploded that day, but says his brother Tamerlan was the mastermind. And without him, the tragedy wouldn't have happened. Our Denise Lavoy is in the courtroom. She says prosecutors portrayed Tsarnaev as a cold and calculating terrorist who was an equal partner with his brother in planning these bombings and carrying them out. Payback, they said, for U.S. wars in Muslim nations. President Obama is acknowledging that Iran could rush to build a bomb after a decade, even with the nuclear deal that the Iranians have pledged to accept. Our Mark Smith reports from the White House that the president has been talking to NPR about this emerging deal, noting that Iran would be kept a year away from getting a nuclear weapon for more than a decade, but conceding in an interview with NPR that the buffer period could shrink to almost nothing after 13 or more years. The president is pushing back against criticism that the framework deal allows Iran to keep enriching uranium. He says there's no risk of Iran amassing weapons-grade material because the stockpile is capped for a decade. Senator John McCain has announced he'll run for another term in the Senate in 2016. He's 78 years old, and he says his Senate career is just getting started. Tea Party favorite Senator Rand Paul begins his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination today with a rally in Louisville, Kentucky. And we are hearing that Hillary Clinton will announce her run for the White House sometime within the next 2 weeks. No firm time frame yet, but sometime within the next 2 weeks. This is AP Radio News. Consumer advocates say a new YouTube Kids mobile app is sneakily taking advantage of trusting children. They are appealing to the Federal Trade Commission for help in making sure that these young children are not taken advantage of by advertisements and product placement positions. The Postal Service is issuing a new limited edition Forever stamp. It honors the late poet, author, and civil rights champion Maya Angelou. She rose from poverty, segregation, and violence to become a real force on stage, screen, and on the printed page. She died last May at her home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She was 86. The stamp for dedication at a Washington ceremony today showcases Atlanta artist Ross Rawson's portrayal of her, an oil painting in the Smithsonian's collection. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.